The Volume.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bet with any college basketball bet. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code Shannon. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Check this out, Gil. ESPN released a list of 20 players the most to gain or lose this postseason. If you had, okay, here are some of the players: Jason Tatum, Nikola Jokic, Zion Williamson, Joel Embiid, Jimmy Butler, Shai Gilgeous. If I said, Gil, name the five players that have the most to gain this postseason, who's number one on your list?
The most to gain?
Yes.
I'll say, is this just winning or just playing very
good? He has the most to gain this postseason. So if he, I mean, obviously a championship helps everybody, but who do you think would gain the most?
Gain the most? I'll say somebody who needs it, probably Shai, Zion, Ant-Man, Tatum, right? The problem.
Tatum would be first. Tatum would be first on my list because he's the guy that's been to the NBA Finals, mm-hmm. and he didn't play well. He's been to the Conference Finals a couple of times. So now, if he gets there, Gil, at his age, what's he, 25, 26? Now he gets to exhale.
But he has to see, the problem with Tatum is, the reason I didn't rank him number one is because he's been there. He's been there, lost. He went to the championship. He went to the Eastern Conference Finals. He scored. We done seen him do it all besides.
Yes.
So if he gets to the first and second round and he averaged 50 the whole time, we don't care.
No, because we going to say, yeah, we For the very reason that you just said, we just saw him go to the NBA Finals. We see him go to the Eastern Conference Finals. So him getting to the first round and averaging 50, we don't care. When you gonna add 18 to the Boston Celtics?
That's why I said he has nothing that he can't be number one in gaining something, because the only way he gains is if he wins it. Zion yes. doesn't have to win. See, Zion there for 44 round, and he's back.
Right.
Shea with 22. If he wins the first round, Shea is boom. Same thing with Ant-Man. See, everybody else, if they get out of the first round or have a great first round, their stock rises.
Yes, but just imagine if Tatum, what it would say. I think Kevin Durant has a lot to prove, again, by a championship. Because guess what, Gil? Y'all said I ain't won nothing outside of Golden State.
Yep.
Y'all make it seem like I wasn't Kevin Durant. He's like, I'm Kevin Durant. Y'all know who I am, right? You know I'm KD.
Mm-hmm.
So just imagine him winning outside of Golden State. I think he has to have a lot to gain this postseason, because it hadn't gone well for him since he's been out of Golden State.
Yeah, that's what I said. With him, for him to get any recognition or go into the next level, he actually has to win a championship.
Yes, yes. Yes, that's why I believe he has the most to gain. Because if he wins, nobody else, even if the guys you mentioned, if Shea wins a championship, it won't be as big as Kevin Durant, because Kevin Durant has to, he doesn't have to, but they're not going to let him, they're not going to let him forget. Bro, you ain't won nothing outside of Golden State. As a matter of fact, you ain't even been back. You ain't even been back to a finals since Golden State.
You remember that playoff series with, see, this can happen for Shea, Zion, or Ant-Man, or mostly Zion. You remember when Rose went up against Boston?
Yeah.
And Rose was the triple-double. Him and Rondo was going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Both those names elevated, and they didn't do much after the first round.
Right.
But because how they played, it put them in another level. That's what I'm saying. Right. With him, he has the highest. He can gain a lot because he can become the face of the NBA.
That
the championship.
So wouldn't that be the most to gain?
But he has to lose, because if he don't, but that's what I'm saying. It's either championship or none. Even everybody said, if you don't win a championship, it's a bust.
So that's where he is now. That's where he is now in his career. That's where Kevin. I mean, there are certain guys like Jason Tatum, KD, LeBron, Steph Curry, is championship or bust. What good is it going a couple of rounds? It don't do anything, especially Steph, LeBron, and KD, because they've all won championships. They've all won titles. So winning the first round or winning a couple of rounds, it doesn't do anything for them. Now, I mean, for Shea Gilgis, yeah, he wins a round eight. Nobody really expected them to be where they are. Yeah. Ant-Man, nobody expected them to be where they are. So that's really, really good. But Jason Tatum, he can gain not only a championship, but now he gets to stake a claim. Hey, when Steph and LeBron leave, your boy got first dibs on face of the league.
But now look at this. Now let's say Ant-Man goes to the second round, and that first round he averaged 35, and that second round he averaged 35, and they lost. Going into the next season, he's going to be the face coming in. He don't got to win a championship.
If Jason Tatum wins, Jason Tatum going to be.
Wins a championship, yeah. But Tatum don't. But you see what I mean? Ant-Man don't need a championship.
No.
Tatum has so much success. Not full success, but had enough success so early that we are demanding results, like he's the age of Kevin Durant.
Right.
LeBron James and Kirk. He's only 26 years old.
I tell you, another guy that got something to gain. I gained a whole lot. Dame Dollar.
Yeah, yes.
Dame Dollar.
Yes. He has a lot.
A championship would go a long way because he got Giannis. This is the best player he's ever played with.
I would put him, yes. Because he's never been far in the playoffs. And if he gets to the Eastern Conference Finals, or just ball out, get to the second round or the championship, he goes into another dimension too.
He can't, because he's been to the Western Conference Finals with less. He wanted to go to a team that gives him an opportunity to compete for a title. He went to the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis is a top three player. No matter who you poll, Giannis is going to be one of the top three players. Okay, that's where Dame is. So he has a guy that's, most of the time he had guys that were guards like him. CJ was a guard. Yep. Anthony Simons was a guard. Jeremy Grant was a two, but he mainly played small forward. You got the total opposite of what you are. You got a team that can compete for a title. He has to go all the way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just for him personally, but when you're talking about that next step, like, it's unfortunate that Tatum has had success as a young dude, but it's weird to have a 26-year-old and you're saying, bus or chip.
I mean, yeah, because we've seen, because at some point in time, Gil, man, you got to stop teasing us. Because yeah, you're still teasing us. And I understand. And I think LeBron said something about this. He's like, look, Jordan was how old when he won? I was at a certain age when I won. Everybody's not going to be like, everybody going to be like Magic. Well, we ain't going to ever see a Magic again. Ain't nobody coming out their rookie year and winning finals MVP. That ain't happening. Mm-hmm. And the likelihood of you getting with Kobe and winning at that age, because who else is going to go to a team that has a guy as dominant as Shaq was? Mm-hmm. Shaq was in his absolute prime. He was dominating. Give Kobe a chance. Kobe could do what he was doing. Now, at the tail end, Kobe had caught up. And like, okay, yeah, I'm the Kobe Bean Bryant that I believe that I could always be.
Yep.
But what guy, Ant-Man, look, I like Cat. But Cat and Rudy Gobert together ain't Shaq.
No. That's...
So as great as Ant-Man is, he doesn't have what Kobe had, which is a prime Shaq.
Yeah.
And nobody has a prime. There ain't going to ever be another Shaq.
Mm-hmm.
Never. You're never going to see a guy that big, that athletic. And I know Joel Embiid, but people don't realize how athletic Shaq was. Shaq could run. Shaq was mobile. Shaq was agile.
Yeah, he has skill.
And we're not going to see that. So to be able to pair somebody like an Ant-Man, like you said, he's 22. Okay, well, you would have to put him with like a Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
Because Joel Embiid can play on the block. Cat don't really try to play on the block. Cat tried to say, I'm the best shooting big man. I'm the best shooting big man ever. And Ant-Man said, get your big ass down there and let me dump you the ball to the post. But he said, well, Rudy hogging it up too, though.
Yeah.
But if I had to rank, I would say if he was healthy, I would say Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid.
He has a lot to prove.
Dame, Jason Tatum, Luka. I don't even know why. And Kevin Durant. I don't know why they got Giannis on here. Why they got Nikola Jokic on here? Yeah. What are you going to the man about to win his third MVP.
No, you know what I'm saying? So guys like him, Jokic, right? And this is the sad part. Like, he didn't have no pressure when he won the one, right? Nobody put him in there. If you win, you win. He won one. There's no pressure on him winning it again. If he doesn't win, no one's going to say anything about his legacy. Same thing with Giannis. Why he won one, so no one is really putting him in that category. It's like he gets to go unnoticed. No one really cares about Jimmy Butler winning or not.
Even how to get Tobias Harris over here, Kia?
Like Luka, no one cares if Luka wins the championship because, you know, it's, you know what I mean? Right.
But here's the thing, though, Gil. We've seen him. He got to the Western Conference Finals, what, a year and a half, not just last season, but the year before. And we've seen him give the Clippers a much more dominant team, give them all they can stomach with just him by himself.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's going to lead the league in scoring. At some point in time, he's going to have to turn that. It's kind of like Mike. Mike was averaging 32 and 33. And it's like, yeah, that's fun to watch. But when we gonna hear some clinging? That's rings in your pocket. We don't hear that yet. And Luka's gonna get there. Cause at some point in time, Gil, he's gonna have to turn those stats into a title.
Yeah, that's what I said with these guys. When we're talking about it, when you're talking about like Tatum and Luka, these guys are so young. What is the pressure so high on these guys when everybody else was 29, 30, 31, 32,
right,
when he was winning. So like with Luka, Tatum, like I just think Tatum is, he set the bar so high that he needs a chip to go into another atmosphere when the other younger guys, they just need to have great playoff games and they're going to get a lot of recognition.
Right.
Like Zion, let's say the Pelicans upset them and Zion's averaging 28 and 8. Zion is back.
Yeah.
They're going to be
looking good.
Zion going to get all his momentum back going into the summer. Pelicans going to get TV games next year because Zion did his thing in the playoffs.
Right. But they put some guys on the list. They just put some guys on
like
the list.
Kawhi don't have no pressure. Jokic don't have no pressure. Giannis really don't have no pressure.
But now, hey, Gil, but here's the thing. Let's say for the sake of argument, Jokic wins his third MVP in a four-year span. He wins the finals MVP. Mm-hmm. Where you ranking him?
As for what?
Overall, totality.
Behind Tim Duncan?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, is he a top 10 player?
But he going to be, he inside the top 15.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah.
Hell yeah, he inside the top 15.
Yeah.
I mean, three MVPs, regular season, two finals MVPs, and he 28.
Yeah.
You messed around to get a fourth MVP, Gil, you got to put him in the top 10. I'm sorry.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like Larry Bird got three MVPs back to back to back, and you can't convince everybody he's a top 10 player.
Which I don't know why they're leaving him out.
Yeah, so, you know what I mean? It's
But here's the thing. Now, if we give him credit for three-peat for championships, he's the last man to do it. And he did it in an era with Michael, with Kareem, with Moses Malone, with Magic Johnson. Look at Karl Malone.
Who?
Bird. When he got those finals, yes. Yes. Dr. J.
Yep.
And all those guys, with the exception of, I wouldn't say Doc was in his prime. Kareem really wasn't in his prime.
He wasn't in his prime, yeah.
No.
But that's what I'm saying.
But everybody else was.
And you can't get a real nice 55% that he's top 10 player. So that's, you know. And that lets you know how much they really do care about that the accolades in a sense.
Yeah, because he got three titles, three MVPs, two finals MVPs.
Yep.
Well, we disagree. Okay, check this out. Speaking of Luka, Luka hailed Kyrie as Batman of the Mavericks while calling himself Robin of the team after their 138-96 win over Sacramento in Sacramento. Luka said, he's Batman, I'm Robin. It's just amazing. Everything on our team is amazing. Outside of basketball, he's just a great person. We get along so well. The chemistry is really good right now. Both Kyrie and Luka put on the show on the road and back-to-back. Kyrie ended the game with 24 points, 8 assists. Luka had 28 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists through three quarters, didn't play in the fourth. Do you agree? Or do you even think that he meant that Kyrie is Batman and he's Robin?
Hell no. Because after he said it, I think his next word was, he didn't say on another note or, okay, like seriously. And then he went there and said that. So you can see he was just, oh yeah, he's Batman, I'm Robin. But and then he, you know, I think they're playing, they're figuring each other out right now. I think they're playing very, very well. They're still adjusting,
right,
to what each other can do. And the fact that both players are so dominant, both players are great finishers, which that is hard to have. You got two finishers who can hit shots at the end of the game. That just benefits Dallas, right?
When you guys
who can do the same thing, when you're trying to cut you, they shut Luka off, Kyrie gets the ball, hits you with a game win. You shut Kyrie, Luka gets the ball, he gonna hit you with a game win. So the fact that they got those two, now it's building an offense or a team around the two guys. That's what a lot of teams aren't good at, right? A lot of teams aren't good of okay, I got these two guys. Let's build the team around it. What do they need to be great? And most teams just get pieces. So the fact that your team is still undersized when your point guard is 6'9" and a half, 6'10", and you got another guard who can't play defense, you need taller guys on your team.
Right.
Like if they had Porzingis, oh my God, that'd be perfect. But
they had Porzingis. Porzingis, like, I'm tired of standing in the corner and Luka dribbling the ball.
While he's sitting in the corner.
Right. But what's amazing, Gil, is that normally when we think of finishers, we think of guys that are above the rim, or we think of bigs. We think of LeBron. We think of Giannis. We think of big guys. Luka can barely dunk.
Yep.
I think Kyrie got about 5 dunks in his career.
3 came this year.
And 3 of them came this year. Exactly right. 3 of them came this year. But you talk about finishing at the rim with either hand. It's amazing what they can do.
Yeah, these guys are very, very good at what they can do.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. I remember the time I got the vehicle I wanted. I dreamed about it. And I remember the very first time I saw that car in person, I knew I had to have it. And I remember getting that car at the end of 93, black on black, everything you could ever dream of, everything that I thought that car would be. It was that and more. And I just remember getting it, driving it home. And man, I was the coolest guy in all of the world. And I drove that car, and I just, the way I felt when I pulled up to where there was a fast food restaurant, where it was going out to meet my homeboys, it did not matter. I knew nobody could touch me. And if sometimes I would just go out in my garage and just turn the lights on and just look at it, because a small kid from Glenville, Georgia, owned a car that many other kids dreamed of owning. And here it is in my driveway, parked in my garage. And sometimes I would just crank it up just to hear that engine purr. I was like, yeah, this me. And my biggest regret of all the cars, and I've had some really nice cars in my time, was when I parted way with it. I don't know really why I did it, because it wasn't like I was strapped for money or it was taking up too much space. It was just that, you know, at some point in time, when you only have a car that's 8 years old and you only have 2,000 miles on it, you have to ask yourself, and it was costing me to insure it and tag and title it every year more than I was getting out of it. And so I parted ways with it. And after I sold it, I tried to get it back, but the guy didn't want to sell it back to me. So that was the only time that I've actually had buyer's remorse. And if I had to do it all over again, I would still have that car in my possession. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motor has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Jason Williams says Tracy McGrady would have been the greatest ever if he had Kobe Bryant's work ethic. Do you agree with him, Gil? McGrady was a seven-time All-Star who won back-to-back scoring titles in 2003 and 4 in the 2002-03 season. Might have been his best. He averaged 32 points, 6.5 rebounds, 5.5 assists, 1.7 steals, and almost a block a game for the Magic. Do you believe, had he had Kobe's work ethic, he would have been the greatest?
Now, listen, this was a big, big, big argument back when they were playing. Mm-hmm. Right? This was a big argument. Who was better? And I remember our strength coach said this. See, this is when dog wasn't used how it's used today. Dog right. back then was considered lazy, right?
Yeah, he dogging it.
Right? And someone said, when it's all said and done, Kobe's going to be on another planet than T-Mac.
T-Mac.
Right now, T-Mac is better, but he's like a dog player, right? He don't have that it of what Kobe has. So when time goes on, the laziness is going to stop one while the work ethic is going to go. This is when they were both, you know, they were 21, one had a kid, the other one, and they were just, they were playing. And when he said it, and you started looking at him over and over and like, dang, he was right. What did you see? Just, you know, Tracy was smooth. Tracy was chill. Tracy was like Kawhi Leonard style, mm-hmm. right? If he had the Mamba mentality, I mean, shit. I mean, he was taller, more athletic, shot the ball better. I mean, those were the debates. I mean, you know, and Kobe, I'm pretty sure there'd be record where Kobe said, I mean, he probably wish he had, you know, T-Mac's attributes because to him.
Yeah, he wish he was 6'9".
Yeah, if I had his attributes, whoop.
Yeah. Why can't guys see what others see in real time?
Because it's self-awareness, right? You know, Vince Carter, you know, heard he's mad at me because I said he was lazy. Mm-hmm. But he has to understand that, you know, this is coming from a place of just, I admired who he was or who he is. And I'm like, man, if you would have had this mindset, oh my God, you there wouldn't be no conversation on who the GOAT is because there's no one that had the capabilities in the engine that you had. You was the carbon copy of what MJ was. You was the 2.0 that was supposed to be coming in. Right. Right. The game was so easy to you, but you was a nice guy. That was it. He was a nice guy. You didn't have the selfish bone inside your body. Same thing.
Right.
He didn't have that selfish bone that he needed, that MJ has, that Kobe had.
Kobe.
Right. There's just certain players, like, let me take this Kobe bone and this Michael Jordan bone and then put in the certain players. Right. And give me Jimmy Butler's mentality and put it in some of these players, they're all new players. It just happens. Like when you're talking about, sometimes we can see something. Like with Joel Embiid, when I was going at him and I said, man, dog, you score so easy. If you got in shape, man, you average fucking 35. If you got in shape just a little bit, dog, you average 35 because how you're scoring and how much you're playing, no one can stop you. If you actually took the game serious and took care of your body, you'll average 35. I said it about James Harden. If you took out seven dribbles, just take out seven dribbles every time you're getting ready to do your thing and get to like a 2-3 combo, you'll average 30, 35, 36, the way you can put the ball in the basket. You know, sometimes I think they have to really step outside themselves and then look. A lot of people don't want to step out themselves when they have success. It's hard to tell a guy who won MVP, who scored, had a scoring title, that they can do more.
Right.
And it's like, what have you done? You ain't done nothing. Like, but but if you take my mentality and I give it to you, trust me, bro, you'll see what I'm seeing.
Right. Juju Watkins leads USC to his first Sweet 16 since 1994. Gil, what's the most impressive thing about Juju game?
That when you she loves this game. She loves the process. She loves the work ethic, right? I remember this was after we won the state championship and she wanted to go on vacation. She wanted to go to vacation for the first time. She had to do a spreadsheet. She had to do a spreadsheet on why she needed a vacation. She went back from sixth grade to seventh grade. I've only missed 4 days in the last 8 years of my life. And she did this whole thing to present to her parents that she needed a vacation because that's how dedicated she was to the sport. I mean, if you ever watch her workout, you wouldn't know she was a girl.
Wow.
She has no mannerisms. She works out with Kyrie, Kevin Durant, and Booker. And she looks at, she can mimic all of them. When she's going for a layup, you think she can dunk. Because she's going with so much power, so much swag. It's like, I've seen this girl do some amazing things. Like, during big games, she has the Kobe and Jordan gene. There's only a few people that I've seen with it, meaning Jimmy Butler. When it's a big game and there's big moments, they never fail you. She's one of those. Caitlin Clark, too.
Yes.
You need Caitlin to do something special, she never fails.
Right.
And that's what I've seen watching Juju for 2 years. Anytime there was big moments, big games, and we needed her to perform, she never failed.
Her game kind of reminds me of Maya Moore's.
Yep.
Maya Moore was tremendous off the bounce. She could get to the rim. She could shoot the three. Had the mid-range game. She could pull up. I mean, and that's what I think Caitlin Clark, you look at Paige Beckers, you look at Juju, all those young ladies can get their own shot.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need you. Give me the ball. And I can get to my spot, be it the mid range, be I can get to the lane. Do I get to the lane? Do I get all the way to the rim? It's a joy watching them. And because the talent is spread out, because normally UConn had all the talent. Stop it. Tennessee had all the talent. You know what I'm saying? And there were some girls here and there. Stanford had a time in the early 90s that they got, you know, Tar Vanderbilt, I think it was Jennifer Azey. They won a couple of titles in the early 90s, and they had some titles. And then, you know, the Baylors came along. The Notre Dames came along. And now you see South Carolina. But for the most part, UConn, Tennessee hoarded all the talent. Now you get a Caitlin Clark, who's the number one player in the country, and she doesn't go to one of those three schools. She goes to Iowa. Juju, who's the number one player in the country, doesn't go to one of those schools. She goes to USC. Paige, number one, she ended up going, but you see what I'm saying? So now they're kind of spread out. We got Cameron Brink, the young lady out of Stanford, but she's more of a post player. She's not really getting the ball like those other three ladies that I mentioned, can shoot the three, can get to the mid-range, can get to the paint, finish at the rim. So I just enjoy watching these young ladies play because that's, you know, I love seeing, like, you know, that can... Their game reminds me of a guy's game because the mid-range, the three, getting into the paint, finishing at the rim.
You know what's funny? As much as if Juju was allowed to come out in a draft,
yeah,
Fever will be, they will regret that they took Caitlin Clark number one. Caitlin is great, right? But
yeah,
she's not Juju, right? If you go back and look at Caitlin as a freshman, what Juju does, they're not even on the same planet. If they match up in the tournament, 1,000% Juju gonna pick her a full court.
Juju got a woman's body. You look at the way she's built, and you look at the way Caitlin Clark is built. She can take contact. She can play through contact. She has an adult body as 18-year-old.
Yeah, she's like, that's what I'm saying. She's built like Booker. She played like her fast twitch muscles, like she's super athletic. She will pick her up full court. They're going to have to set a whole bunch of screens to get Juju off her. And if she ever tries to guard Juju, it's lunch meat. They don't have the same body.
No, they don't. No. Even Beckers, they're thin. I mean, and Juju, like I said,
they're skinny.
She's built like Maya Moore. If you look, she's built like Maya.
Yeah, she's like, that's what I'm saying. She's going to come straight down here, run right.
Yes.
Like it's like, and I'm sure Juju's like, just let me match up so I can show the world who is really that girl.
Right.
And I know that's one of those things. Juju wants to see Caitlin, because she's going to pick her up full court. She's going to hound her full court, and Caitlin's not going to be able to get past her like that. She's going to need a lot of picks. One's just faster, stronger, meaner. It's just like they're both going to compete, but one, Caitlin's not going to be able to guard her whatsoever, right? So that's the real matchup you want to see, is you want to see those two, and it's not going to end the way they would think.
Now, Gil, it's time for our last segment of the night, and it's called Q&A. Ryan asked, Gil, why was Steph actually crying after Draymond was ejected? Is Steph at his wit's end with Dre? And what do you think? What did you think about Dre did to Patty Mills last night?
I think, you know, Steph is... It's more of the frustration. Like, it's 4 minutes in the game. We trying to win this game, and you're getting yourself kicked out. That's more of just frustration as a player, right? It's like, you know, this is the dude we need you, dude. Why are you even, you know, this amped up at the beginning of the game to get yourself kicked out, right? So, you know, that's one of those frustration things right there. Patty, and I know they were looking for that wrap around his neck, and they just didn't. He didn't get the neck, but he almost got it. He could have been kicked out of that game too, but they called it a common foul. So lucky for him.
Man, Dre be getting away with all this stuff, man. I like Dre, man. I've had a conversation with him a couple of times. I like him. But man, I sure wish that sometimes I could have played basketball.
You know, that's the same thing he out there doing. He played football. He's like, yeah, I'm glad I played basketball. I ain't got
And you see, he went right on back to the basketball court. That's a whole different mindset, Gil, to play that. Now, Oakley could have played. Mason, I believe they could have played. If I think Oak said he played, I think he played in high school, but Oak has the mentality.
Yeah.
Oak had the mentality. Oak, actually, when I was early in my career, Oak used to work out with us. Oak used to come to the track, run. He would come to the gym and lift. Oak was like, Oak mentality is a football mentality.
Yeah.
He really has a football mentality. Kemper Norwood Jr., do you have a favorite shirt to wear? And will the Lakers make it past the play-in tournament? Oh, yeah. We get past the play-in. That ain't no doubt. Do I have a favorite shirt? Nah, not really. Not no shirt.
Shirt.
Yeah, I ain't really got no favorite shirt. Hell no. I just got Man, I'm just into the athleisure, man. Think about it. I wore a shirt and tie pretty much for 7 straight years, 240 days a year. That's what you saw me in a jacket, you know, kind of towards the tail end. I kind of stopped wearing the ties, wore a tie a handful of time on First Take. Man, when I'm out and about, man, I'm trying to be, and I know people don't think, man, that's stuff, but I'm comfortable. Mm-hmm. Okay. You think, but I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable in my skin. Yeah. I always have been. And you know, people like, man, Offset told you, I said, look, I say, I really enjoyed the conversation with Offset because he a homie from the crib.
Yeah.
But unless Offset wear a thong or got some lace, I ain't listen to him. Offset ain't financing, feeding the fucking Shannon. Why am I listening to another guy talking about how I dress? And I can be, hey, cool. But I dress for Shannon. There was once upon a time, Gil, I dressed to try to impress other people. Now I dress to impress me. Mm-hmm. Okay, man, I'm 55. Man, oh, you can't lace up your Air Force Ones. Yeah, I can. I am.
Yeah, I can.
And I ain't got time to be worried about all that other stuff, man. If people worry about the right things, who cares how your shoes are laced up? So what is that going to put some money in my pocket, Gil, my shoes being laced up right? No. I mean, I'm just... Now, if somebody came and said, hey, Mr. Sharp, we want to outfit you, we want to put you in this, and we go, okay, I got it. But long as I'm buying these clothes, I'm going to buy what I like. And just because y'all body messed up, y'all got them BMWs, body made wrong, yeah. Y'all mad at me, because my body tight.
Hey, I go to restaurants with sandals on.
I ain't no sandal guy.
I go to sandals with my feet. With my feet. I need my feet to feel good.
Yeah.
And if I do have shoes on, I'm taking my shoes off in the restaurant.
Oh, Lord.
You see me in the restaurant, my shoes is off under the table.
So moving forward, if you ain't got no lace and you ain't got no thong underwear on, y'all better shut the hell up, try to tell Shay or tell your uncle how to, man, your clothes tight, man. Hey, y'all preparing a meal? I need some financial statements, and I need, hey. So other than that, I ain't listening to you. I'm going to wear the hell I want to wear.
Yep.
So I don't know what to tell you, but I appreciate that interview, though, Offset. I appreciate you coming down, sitting down with your We had a great time. It's up right now. It's doing really, really well. We had great conversation, but I love having conversation, but I ain't listening to a damn thing Offset say. Keshawn Thomas said, what's up, Ug and Gil? Man, why people don't listen and follow rules like today at the bottle signing? Dude know he heard them say, no merch is getting signed, but he still tried. Anyway, he's thankful for the bottles for me and my wife got one. Bro, I don't know. I mean, people get mad. Oh, you could have signed. Say, bro, it's not my event. The store says, okay, he signed with the purchase of a bottle, Shannon will sign it. No other merchandise gets signed. Mm-hmm. People come out there and want to take pictures. People just bringing their hats, bringing their jersey. That's not what this was about. And then they get upset. So what you want me to do? This is not my store.
We try to use the guilt on your aunt. Like, listen, I'm going to come with your rookie jersey, and I know you're supposed to sign blind, and I'm going to throw it up like this. Come on.
That's exactly.
You be like, all right.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, bro. I say, bro, work with me. Bro. And, you know, they're like, you can take a picture, but you can't go beside it because we got to keep the line moving. Mm-hmm. So what they do? Ma'am. Yep. Sir, you can't... I just give up.
It's no different than at the airport. We hear them yelling the same thing for the 10 minutes we in line. Have your ID out, right? Take your shoes off, take your laptops out, take all. We hear you, but we not listening. When we get there, what we have on? We got our laptop still in our back, shoes still on, no ID. We ain't listening to shit they got going on.
Yeah.
Until they get up there.
Yeah. Glow the Stroll. What's up? One of my uncles got caught in 4K on Freaknik Doc. Gil, are you going nightcap at Magic? He said his uncle got caught. He was at Freaknik and he got caught on camera. I saw somebody say, man, I just saw my pastor at Freaknik. Man, look, yeah, like I said, I was there. I mean, I moved to Atlanta because of Freaknik. And me and my brother, we went, I think me and my brother went 92, 93. I moved to Atlanta in 94 and I participated in 94, 95, 96. Mm-hmm. But what they didn't tell you is how they closed the malls down. Lenox Mall, Phillips Plaza, they had to shut them down because they were running up in there, running out to people's store with their ish in their hands. They had to close them down. Yes, they blocked off the interstate. They blocked off the exit. So once you got on the interstate, man, you had to go damn near the Clay Coat to turn around.
Oh, wow.
The traffic was so bad, Piedmont Park, because that's where all the events were. They used to have some events at Lakewood. I don't know if people remember back like 92, 93, they had some events at Lakewood. Obviously, the AU Center where it kind of originated from. But yeah, that thing was, if they should have put, you know what? Maybe I should have sat down with, I said, what y'all think about that? Because they had JD, they had Luke, they had Killer Mike, all those. But JD was probably real young. Hell, JD might not could have even got in the beginning. Because you know, I was 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. I was at the heart of it. But then I'm like, okay, you know what? I say, you know what? I'm a little bit too old. 28-year-old, most of these, they college, they night somewhere between 18 and 21. Yeah, I'm, man, dude, grandpa, dude started coming out there with real socks on. Man, y'all don't get y'all old ass out of here and leave these kids alone.
The last club I went to, I was 27.
Yeah.
I was 27 years old, the last club I went to. It was just one of those days. Is this when like the sparklers started to really start hitting the scene. And
yeah.
You couldn't, you know, at least we could sneak in the club and sneak out. And when they start bringing the sparklers and start, you know, lighting up the section, I was like, yeah.
It's time to go, man. Yeah. Yeah, but that freaknik, man, they closed. That was the first time I had it. But I knew it was coming, Gil. I knew because it kept getting bigger and bigger. All of a sudden, it was 50,000, then 75, and then 100, and then a quarter of it. I said, "They ain't no way." And then it's starting to get reckless. They started to taking the girls' tops off and started doing assaults, and they started breaking into cars. I said, yeah. They're about to end this. And when they had the Olympics, you know, Olympics came in 96. So now Atlanta is an international city because they got 100 and plus countries that's going to be coming in. And they say, you know, nah. But you know what? Some things have a shelf life. Some things are not meant to be. This is the 100th annual, like how like Alabama, Auburn, or Michigan, Ohio State. Some things are not meant to have a 100-year run. Some things are meant to have the run in which they had, and then they go away, and they burn. Hopefully, if you had a good enough time like your boy did, they're burnt in your memory.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Freaknik, anything that has to do with Freaky right now should be off the table with all the stuff yeah. that's going on.
Yeah. Lord of the Sky Night Ass, can Gil show us shoes in the back? He said, the shoes that you got in the
You see, look, I got pants on with sandals. I'm going to eat right after this. Oh, these right here, right? You know, if you NBA Live 2008.
Uh-huh.
Right. These are my second signature shoe.
Okay.
This one right here is me and Dame Dollar, right?
Right.
So one side is me, one side is Dame. So this is, okay. this came out this year. Right, so that's what these, Underground did these, right? So this is back when colorways wasn't allowed. But I read the rule book, and the rule book in the NBA was you can't wear non-team colors for a game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I wore it for a quarter, or I wore it for a half, so I couldn't get fined. So what happened is I was breaking the color barriers, and I ended up doing 20 different colorways one year. My second shoe, I did 20 colorways. Right now, people don't know that I'm number one and two for the most colorways for a shoe in that same year. So,
wow.
This season, there's 16 colorways, and then the second one, this one, there's 20 colorways. So not so like a Jordan, right? Jordan keeps like dropping different colorways. That's not that shoe that comes out that year. I did 20 colorways in one shoe, and then I did 15 colorways in another.
Wow.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Bring along the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to add a sprinkle of joy to your workday. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. I remember the time I got the vehicle I wanted. I dreamed about it. And I remember the very first time I saw that car in person. I knew I had to have it. And I remember getting that car at the end of 93, black on black, everything you could ever dream of, everything that I thought that car would be, it was that and more. And I just remember getting it, driving it home, and man, I was the coolest guy in all of the world. And I drove that car, and I just, the way I felt when I pulled up to where there was a fast food restaurant, where it was going out to meet my homeboys, it did not matter. I knew nobody could touch me. And if sometimes I would just go out in my garage and just turn the lights on and just look at it, because a small kid from Glenville, Georgia owned a car that many other kids dreamed of owning. And here it is in my driveway, parked in my garage. And sometimes I would just crank it up just to hear that engine purr. I was like, yeah, this me. And my biggest regret of all the cars, and I've had some really nice cars in my time, was when I parted way with it. I don't know really why I did it, because it wasn't like I was strapped for money or it was taking up too much space. It was just that, you know, at some point in time, when you only have a car that's 8 years old and you only have 2,000 miles on it, you have to ask yourself. And it was costing me to insure it and tag and title it every year more than I was getting out of it. And so I parted ways with it. And after I sold it, I tried to get it back, but the guy didn't want to sell it back to me. So that was the only time that I've actually had buyer's remorse. And if I had to do it all over again, I would still have that car in my possession. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motor has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Andrea Jordan says, "Hi, Nightcap crew. If I'm forgiven for the sugar on the grits controversy question a couple of months ago, can I get a birthday shout out?" Andrea, don't you ever jump on Nightcap talk about you putting sugar on grits. You put sugar on cream of wheat. But yes, Andrea, happy birthday. Hopefully you had a great day. I don't know if it's today, it's tomorrow, or we're wishing you a belated birthday. But happy birthday, Andrea. Hopefully you celebrate it and many, many more birthdays to come. Thank you for watching Nightcap.
Grits anytime you want. Anytime you want sugar and grits with a little cheese, salt, and pepper, girl, I'm all yours.
Hey, why the Offset, do you like that about your tight pants? Man, look, that man is entitled to his opinion. Like I said, he said, oh, you got to. Like I said, look, I get it. You know, we had Offset on back in 2020 at the Super Bowl, and he and I hit it off, you know, and he showed me great. Look, I didn't get upset. I didn't get offended. I thought I laughed. And I told him, nah, I'm going to keep these here. I like these right here. I'm comfortable. I do. I'm 55. It don't stop me from doing nothing. Yeah, you know what I mean. Nothing. Lady Ray asked, did either of you win class superlative, like best dress, most athletic, class clown? If not, what do you think you should have been? Yes, Laney, I won the most in my high school. I got four. The one that I know they got right, most likely to succeed. Ta-da! But I got Mr. Senior. I got most athletic. I got, what else did I get? I got most athletic, Mr. Senior, most likely to succeed. What else did I get? Damn, I done forgot now. But I got four. Nobody's ever got that many since, and ain't nobody gonna ever get it because we don't even have a high school no more. So I've got the most superlative, and I defy somebody that said they got more superlatives their senior year than one Shannon Sharp. I know you did.
I got
not four.
I got class clown. Right. All 3 years, sophomore, junior, I had to keep the rep up. Most athletic. I lost a football player, Samoan dude, and then most likely to be on the Wheaties box. Didn't get that.
You didn't?
Hell, man, you see me on the Wheaties box?
Well, I've been on the Wheaties box twice.
I know. I was like, damn, that's the one I want. That's the one I needed.
I'm trying to think of the four. What did I get? I look, Mr. Senior, most athletic, most likely to succeed. God dang. I have that tomorrow. Come, my sister at the house. She look at the yearbook. I want to say, I don't know if I got best dressed. I don't even know, but I got four. I do know that.
I was one for three.
I think my brother got most athletic. I think he got most athletic. And I think he got most likely to succeed and most athletic. Well, so they did it.
Most likely to succeed. I was two for four.
They hit that nail on the head with most likely to succeed, huh, Gil?
Oh, yeah. I think I got that one. I was always the class clown.
Hell, you know what? I should bring my senior book. Every female that signed it, Shannon, when you're in the NFL, don't forget about me. Shannon, when you rich and famous, come back. Make sure you don't forget about me. Everybody saw. Because I told her when I was in high school, I said, I'm going to the NFL. I said, I'm going to be a problem, a professional athlete.
Dang. That's...
If you read my senior book, the girls that signed my books, they said that. When you all rich and famous, when you this famous NFL player, don't forget me.
Did you forget them?
No, because I haven't been back home. I don't think I've been back home since I ain't been home in two decades. Mm. I mean, not two decades, a decade since my son graduated high school. College. So I haven't been back home. But when I see him, I'm always cool with this. I am, Gil. If I'm cool with you then, I'm cool with you now. I don't know how you thought I didn't rock with you then, but here we are 30, 40 years later, I rock with you.
Yeah, see, my uncle, listen, we had a Sadiddy school, huh? So.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Girls thought, you know, the girls thought they was all that for the most part. You know what I mean? So, soon as I made it to the NBA.
They tried to holler at you, huh?
Had the double back,
Oh, man, come on, Gil.
Yeah, girl, you work at Kinko's? Pull up, what's happening, huh? Mm-mm. Yeah, you thought you was going to jail. You at junior college. What's up? How you doing? Mm-mm. Yeah. Nah.
Okay. Man, junior college. Hey, Gil, the junior college in 13th grade. Man, that ain't nothing.
Hey, I went back and laid
low. No, I couldn't.
Oh, no, that's why I said I didn't forget none of them.
Mm-mm. Hey, nope. If you didn't holler at your boy, in high school, I ain't rock with you. I'm done. I moved on.
Nah, not me, Uncle. I went back all the girls. Yes, sir. Yeah, y'all like money? I got that now, even though I didn't. I got it. Hey, listen, my first two years, you know how everybody talk about all these NBA ladies are going to be in the lobby?
Yeah.
Nah. I was all the girls that didn't want to sleep with me in high school because they was talking to older dudes, went back to get them. Yeah.
Come on, Gil. You can't do that.
Yeah, they got regular jobs now. Life hit them early. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't even think I doubled back in college.
What? Nah, I didn't double back in. Nah, I didn't double back in college. Because when I got to the NBA, it was the girls from high school that graduated. They work at the mall now. Shit.
Right.
They work at the mall, yeah. You know.
But I wasn't going back like that anymore. And then, like, man, you know, like, high school, I mean, the pretty girls in high school can't see the pretty girls in college. And the pretty girls in college can't see the girls that you see, like, when you go out into the real, like, you out into the real world. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I wasn't worried about none of that.
Hey, come on now.
Little Bonetta Escalade. What's up? What's happening? How you doing?
But see, Gil, my brother bought me my sophomore year in college, my brother bought me a 300Z. And then my senior year, I had a big body Mercedes.
Oh, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Huh?
Yeah, in college.
Oh, yeah. See,
at a HBCU.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I was I went to the draft at 19. So yeah, they were still. So they were the girls were still right there.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. So that's right there. That's right there. Your age. That's your age.
My age still. Yeah.
Because a lot of the girls by the time you know they had started having kids. Hell, we was in high school. So definitely by the time I got to college and I got up out of college, man, they done had one, two, or three.
Nah. Yeah, I was still right there. I was the richest person they knew with 300,000.
And here, you'd have been the richest person they knew with 30,000. Gil, cash in that receipt from Kmart for not picking the Lakers tonight. Heard him today on Gil's Arena Live. Appreciate you on Nightcap Wednesday. Love, one love. Kmart went against the Lakers tonight?
Of course. Yeah, of course.
God damn. Kmart
is talking about they was going to lose to the Memphis Grizzlies. Tried to stand on it. Nah.
You'll see him tomorrow.
No, I said, we're going to win. I had him. I said, we're going to go 8-2 in the last 10. Worst case scenario, 7-3. Right, I think those last two games that's going to be difficult, or that they got difficult teams. I think those teams would be getting ready for the playoffs, giving those games up.
Who they play Friday? The Sixers.
Six, yeah. But is it the Sixers? Yeah, we playing the Embiidless.
Yeah, we got to get them.
No, we play Pacers.
Oh, hey, look. The Pacers just tried. They ain't playing no defense. All they try to do, make a miss. They trying to push the pace.
Yeah, we, you know, with teams like that, we're just gonna give it to AD and LeBron gonna hit the rim. You know, make them play defense down there, get a bucket.
That's it. And they talking about, oh man, look at all the free throws. Cause they don't play no defense. They ain't got nobody. One person that can play D, and that's Miles Turner. Hell, he can't guard everybody. Yep. All you gotta do is put the ball on the floor.
Yep.
Put the ball on the floor and get to the rack. They're gonna foul you. Hope they don't call it because they tried to push the pace, make or miss. Miss shot, they getting the ball, they pushing it. May shot, they throw it in the head. I watched it. Look, They gave up 150. You ain't playing. I don't care what anybody say, Gil. You ain't playing no defense until you let somebody get 150.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah, that's what I said. We should be good money going into these last 10 games.
Yeah, we should be real good. I'm hoping.
We got the Nets. We got the Wizards.
Well, you got to win though. You got those are the games that you got to win.
We got to win those. So you know, but they all games that you know we should be able to pencil in.
Yeah, yeah. The Suns. Yeah, boy, you almost did nightcap by yourself. I almost went to watch that game. And I know, the Suns won. They're winning with less than 30 seconds, 104-95.
104-95, okay.
Yeah. Well, it's 104-95 with 15 seconds. KD had 30. Book had 17. Grayson Allen had 13. Bradley Beal had 10. Eric Gordon had 10.
Yeah, and then...
Murray didn't play.
Played well, you know.
Yeah. Jokic had 22, 10, and 9.
Oh, Murray didn't play.
Murray didn't play.
Okay.
Yeah. Murray didn't play. And they didn't shoot the three ball well. 10 for 40 from the three. So, I was hoping the Nuggets could pull it off so we can gain a little bit on that. We can gain on them boys.
Yeah, we got to try to get to that 6 seed.
We need that. Need that. Like a hog needs slop.
Yep.
So, thank you for joining us for another episode of Nightcap. Please, please make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. I am your favorite uncle, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number zero. with his nightcap plaque. He's your favorite number zero, Arizona Wildcat legend, Wizard, once scored 60 points and some flip-flops. That's Agent Zero himself, Gilbert Arenas. Please make sure you subscribe to the Nightcap podcast feed. You can listen to us through the Club Shay Shay feed, but we would greatly appreciate it if you signed up through the Nightcap podcast feed. Thank you guys for selling out Shay by LaPortier. We have pinned the link at the top of the chat, and we're only taking pre-orders. But with the shipment that just arrived, we should be able to fulfill those orders very, very soon. Make sure you check out Gil's Arena channel on YouTube. He has a show that airs Monday through Thursday live 11:30 a.m. Pacific. That's Gil's Arena on YouTube. His show airs Monday through Thursday, 11:30 a.m. Pacific. He also has a personal page on YouTube. It's called No Chill Gil. That's Gil's personal page on YouTube. No Chill Gil. Make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. Let's get those subs up. Gil, thank you for joining us tonight. I'll see you next week. Ocho and I are back tomorrow night.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.